Dear Diary, sometimes words are perfectly fine when they're used on their own, like the words wait or what. These are seemingly innocent words that aren't really that big of a deal. But when you put them together, they become the worst. At least they are when my kids use them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that is their catch-all phrase to interject themselves into all of the conversations that weren't any of their business. If my wife and I are having a conversation in the kitchen and they come walking in...
Wait, what? Who are you talking about?
Nobody you know.
Yeah, but what are they doing?
Nothing that's any of your business either. What is the deal with kids? Why are they so dang nosy? You're 9. You don't need to be a part of every conversation I have. And what's worse is when you're actually trying to talk to them, because then it's...
What?
Okay, you know what? I take it back. The word what can be pretty annoying on its own as well. Moving on, Diary. I try not to do a lot of traffic rants because, quite frankly, you could just do the same rants over and over again every single week and it won't make any difference anyway. That said, here I am. And here's my question. Why does nobody seem to know what those lines in the middle of the road mean? Granted, there are different lines that mean different things, but they also all have one similar meaning. My side of the road and your side of the road. This seems simple, doesn't it? Then why does it feel like every time I'm driving, there's somebody flagrantly violating this seemingly simple rule of the road and have half their car barreling directly at me like a 4,000-pound missile? Now I'm diving off the side of the road hoping my wheel don't fall off into some sort of ditch.
Oh, but there's a parked car on my side of the road.
Well, good for you. Then wait till I'm gone, and then you can go careening all over the place in your car. Driving ain't that hard, people. Stay in your lane and don't crash into anyone. That's pretty much it. And yet, here we are doing not that. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.